Earlier this week, WMNF covered a news conference where Congresswoman Kathy Castor announced that over $100 million in federal funds for education would be going directly to her congressional district, which encompasses most of Hillsborough County, a part of St. Petersburg, and a part of Manatee County. Much of that funding will go to programs like Head Start, Title I schools, and for children with special needs. WMNF caught up that day with Jean Clements, the president of the Hillsborough County Classrooms Teachers Association, about what the funding might mean for the county's teachers.
Actually, I'm not sure if it's going to translate directly into teacher salaries. This is a one-time stimulus package, and we can't hire people or increase salaries one year and not have the money for the next year. I think what it will do, though, is create a better funding of other programs so that other funds might then be channeled into salaries. We're not here negotiating today. But I am sure that that would be part of our position as the union negotiating for teachers, that this money gives us a little bit of a break. The district's concern is going to be, how do we sustain that over time? Hopefully the economy is going to start recovering in Florida in 2010. And so this money will help get us through that gap. We are pushing statewide, the teachers union is pushing statewide for a penny sales tax for just 3 years. Penny sales tax is not the answer, but it's a great quick fix, but it's only a quick fix. What we don't want is for the legislature to move too hastily and do something that is not sustaining, not fair, not equitable, and make some big mistakes in how they plan for revenue in the future. So the idea of a penny sales tax for just 3 years buys them time to do it right. Do it smart, make it last, look at the cigarette tax, look at the sales tax exemptions, look at whatever structure they're willing to look at, but do it right. Pass the penny sales tax now so that we get through the next 3 years. Dedicate it to schools and education, and then come up with a much better plan in the meantime.
Let me ask you about class size amendment. I did a story on this yesterday, speaking to Senator Wise out of Jacksonville, and he's going to propose legislation this spring that hopes to be an amendment, another attempt basically to scale back the class size amendment. I know the Teachers Association Union up in Tallahassee is against that. Another school board association, Wayne Blanton's group, right, is for it.
Right.
What are your thoughts about that?
I can tell you that teachers and parents all over the state have always supported the class size. Ask any parent, ask any teacher, it makes a big difference. It makes a difference in the kind of quality care that teachers can provide, as well as individualized instruction. It makes a huge difference in the behaviors and the misbehaviors in the class. It allows for the nurturing kind of positive educational environment that every parent wants their child to have and every teacher wants their class to be. So that's going to be a real hard spot for teachers or parents to pull off of. The superintendents and school boards associations never supported it. They were concerned about the funding issues. Quite frankly, if we hadn't had the class size amendment, we would have been in trouble with funding and salaries all across the board for the last several years, because the amendment required the state to fund class size, and that gave dollars to districts all over the state, including Hillsborough, that we wouldn't have had. Our legislature just has not in the past stepped up to the plate and funded schools the way they should. With the class size amendment, they were forced to. And if you were at the point you needed to be in class size, those extra dollars went into salaries in Hillsborough. We got some of the best raises, if not the best raises, statewide over the last 4 years combined. And a lot of that money came from class size dollars, because our classes were not so huge like they are in South Florida and other parts of the state. So that's going to be a real hard one to move out off of. A little flexibility, a little sensibility, that 19th child dilemma. What do you do when the 19th kid shows up for first grade? You send them five schools away where they have room?
Well, I understand that Wise's plan would be to have it so it's not by class, the cap is not by class, but by school, so that, you know, if you do have the 19th or the 23rd student, you could put them in another classroom, but you wouldn't, you know, the whole, every class,
right.
that's what they're talking about.
I think if they're going to do something like that, they're going to have to cap how big the exception can be in any individual classroom. Like, you could go with school average, but no more than two kids off the mark for any single classroom or something like that. I just know that teachers have been saying to us since class size was implemented, don't move off of it. It makes so much difference in how effective I can be with my kids every day. Do not give up class size. So maybe a tiny bit of wiggle room. We all know there was a famous quote in the press about a former governor's devious plan if class size passed. And so the legislature came in with some very stiff penalties that everybody assumed was the devious plan. If you violate, you've got these huge costs to keep. People change their minds about class size, I think, was that strategy. Those penalties could certainly be lessened. There could be a little bit of reason come in, and the penalties should not be so severe as the current legislation has them.
Great. Thank you, Jean.
Okay, appreciate thank you. It. Best little radio station.
All right. Appreciate it.